Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. We're with the men of our Men's Ministry Center. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good morning.
Tuesday, right, is Fat Tuesday. How many of you are looking forward to that?
Right. I'll take custard.
You want custard? Yeah, we're taking orders, right? So Lent is right upon us. But before we get there, we decided today's topic would be about grace, because that's kind of what we've been studying here at our Men's Ministry Center, utilizing Brennan Manning's book, The Ragamuffin Gospel. Just interested, gentlemen, I want to share with our listening audience kind of what your impression and appreciation is of Brennan's work. Anything?
Yeah, just so far, through our studies, just learning more about the gospel of grace. And also, learning that accepting, that God loves us as we are and not having those expectations of being perfect. And just working on those guidelines and understanding that, I think that's been very helpful throughout our studies. Just learning that from Brennan Manning.
Okay. You got anything you want to like to add? Or?
Yeah, but kind of along the same lines, just there's so many different topics that he brushes on, talk about different things, bringing different authors in and their views on different situations. And you don't really know sometimes until down the road you miss things in life, and they could be right there in front of you all the time. Like I think one of the in the chapter 5, I think it was in the book, it talked about this man, it was getting out of work, leaving his job, and he took the train back home, and he had a heart attack, and he recovered in the hospital, and he realized that there was this hand on the bed, where he was at in the hospital, and it was his own hand. He didn't realize how it functions and moves and things. And they also talked about the stations that he passed through and never stopped in to kind of check it out and see what those other stations were along the railroad.
Yeah.
So that's I kind of understand some of that, like in the different villages and things around, you don't always stop in the village and check things out. You pass through several times. I have all around Lenawee County. And even downtown here in Adrian, Michigan, I don't hardly know downtown. I've been passing through, walking through, but I don't stop in every business.
Right. So yeah, and that's part of that whole notion on the wonder of grace, right? Sometimes we're just so consumed with thoughts or busyness or intentions. I gotta get to my destination, and we never really stop. We would say stop to smell the roses, right? Pay attention. That grace abounds everywhere, and in that we find the presence of God. So we thought for today's reflection on Word Made Flesh, we would we'd have a little conversation on our grace. And the scripture we selected comes from Paul's writing in the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 6. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works, since otherwise, grace is no longer grace. Now, contextually, we would say, Paul's speaking about the Mosaic Law type thing. When he's talking about works, and when we read the Gospels, Jesus really has a lot of confrontation with the religious leaders and people like the Pharisees, who were premier lawyers in the Mosaic Law, elite that way, tries to hold everybody accountable to those works under the law. And Paul's here in his last letter before he's decapitated, is reminding people that what Christ did, that no longer applies. As far as, right, it's not to mean that you can't, now all of a sudden, we're free and grace abounds, because earlier Paul would say in Romans, just because grace abounds doesn't mean we go on sinning, right? So because grace abounds doesn't mean we now have the right to commit adultery, idolatry, steal from our neighbor, all that kind of stuff. That's not what he's saying. But we don't need to, let's just put it out there. I mean, yeah, we go to church, but we don't go to church, right? In order that can be a work, something we're doing to find favor with God. We don't pray because we want to find favor with God, right? We don't, right here, Lent's coming up. We don't make these kind of sacrifices and prepare ourselves for the resurrection as a way of trying to impress God. Because, as you said, God loves us as we are, not as we should be. Right? But God also loves us enough not to leave us where we are. Type thing. So, all right. Any feedback? What's on your hearts? What's on your minds?
I look at things as grace itself. It's just like waking up in the morning. Grace is that gift that God gives us. Regardless of our works or what we do throughout the day, it's just that gift that keeps on giving, that that I've learned to appreciate more, and just got to just keep on just acknowledging the fact that that's one thing that each and every day that God's going to give us, his grace, and just keep going with that.
And then it's grace to be able to accept the gift, right? If God offers us a gift of grace, the ability to receive the gift is an expression of God's love, which Brennan would define as love or grace, right? So they're just, God's grace abounds in all things. Anybody else?
I kind of like the quote that we glorified today about God's love is like a river, always flowing, always giving, and never ending. And Brennan Manning pretty much put that out there too, and it's quite a statement.
It's almost too much, isn't it?
That's a lot.
Right? Can you read that one more time?
Yes. God's love is like a river, always flowing, always giving, and never ending.
Always and never. Right? That's what I mean. It's almost like it's too much. What I mean by that is as truthful as it is, it's almost too much to comprehend. Because I know the sin in my life, right? I know my past and all these things. And it's, seriously, unending love, always there, always flowing. Seriously, look at Lord. If you really knew me,
right? Well, he does.
And I think that's part of what Brennan's trying to get across is, yeah, that's the beauty and the endless, furious love of God towards us. And the expression of that love is what Brennan calls grace. Freely given. And that's it. It's freely given to all of God's children. And not everybody wants to receive it. Because I think sometimes like, okay, Lord, I'll take that, but I got to clean up my messes first. Mm-hmm. Right, and now we're back to the works thing, right? And that's just me trying to make me feel better, that somehow I've earned it now. I'm right with God. And no, the beauty of grace is I'm not sure I'm ever right with God, and yet I'm still loved, so to speak. Right? Yeah, go ahead.
I just got a little script from the end of our lesson last night, and it really touched me. Because you touched on it, and I put a lot of thought in last night. And this is just a few small words that mean so much. I do not ask to see the reason for it all. I ask only to share the wonder of it all. Giving back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's powerful, man.
And that kind of coincides with what you were saying, right? I mean, I don't necessarily need all the answers. One, I think it's an impossibility for the human. I mean, God is incomprehensible, right? That's what we just said. It seems like it's too much, you know, always there and everything else. So all I really want is the ability to see it, participate in it, be present to it in wonder. So when you're walking down Main Street, right? Can we participate in the wonder of it by checking out some new venues, right? A new store, whether it be a bookstore, a restaurant, you know, all these type of things that I've never done before because the wonder of God's in there too.
No little insert I wrote down. It touches me so hard too. And this is, truth isn't truth unless it's everywhere.
Yeah, I wonder who said that.
Okay. I mean, no, it has, I mean, that falls, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's, you know, I mean, with grace, with trust, with love, with, you know, accept you as you are, not as you should be. You know, I mean, it's just.
And it's hard for us to really accept that because it's not how we tend to function in what we'd call the real world, right? I mean, you know, if you've hurt me, well, you know, I'm going to hurt back.
And that's not grace.
No, that's not. Those type of things. And I think that's where the beauty of the cross, you know, what transpires there. And for one thing, forgive them for they know not what they do. So from birth to death and beyond, you know, is a living testimony to the truthfulness that God's grace abounds.
Right. So I just like to mention this book you gave us, The Ragamuffin.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if maybe our listeners don't know who he was, because I never knew who he was until you just told me recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
About that book.
Yeah, so the book we've been studying in here is Brennan Manning's The Ragamuffin Gospel. First publication was back in the 1990s. I think the most recent one we're doing is from 2005. And in that edition, he put some meditations in the back, you know, for spiritual formation and everything. But real quickly for our listening audience, I mean, Brennan used to be a Catholic priest, and the short story is he was quite the alcoholic, and to some degree the church really didn't have a problem with that, right? But then he met a woman, Rosalind, and he fell in love, and the church had a problem with that, and so he had to leave the church. And then he battles his alcoholism quite a bit. And it's in that journey there where he starts realizing it's just God's grace on all things. And that brings a huge transformation in his life. And so the Ragamuffin Gospel, he would say, is, you know, for people whose cheese is falling off the cracker, right? And that's why you see Jesus really dining with the social outcasts all the time. Right, to let them know that, yeah, God's love's on you too. It's just not on the Pharisees. It's just not on all the religious, self-righteous, legalistic people. Matter of fact, if you're doing all that, you're probably not going to really fully experience the presence of God in the midst of God's grace. Right? That's kind of really what that book is about. Some of our listening audience may be familiar with Rich Mullins. Wrote the book, the song of me, Our God is an Awesome God. And Rich Mullins became somewhat of a sponsee of Brennan's through the AA program, because Rich himself, as a Christian musician, had an issue of addiction. And Rich was so transformed by his encounter with Brennan and God's grace, Rich actually named his band the Ragamuffin Band. All right, so Ragamuffin is a term, you know, that really fits some of us who may feel overlooked, left out, not good enough. We're down in the gutter, we're in the ditches, and where's Jesus? And Brennan helps us realize he's right next to you. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate all your insights on this edition of Roommate Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.